Inside the Driving Five, on the phone line, school board member from Muskegon Heights Public Schools. We got David Fox on the line. How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. All right. So tell me, which school board do you sit on? I know we got two school boards there.
I sit on the Muskegon Heights Public School Academy school board. So that's the school, the board that runs the day-to-day operations of the school.
Okay. All right. Now, so this is not the one that is elected. This is the one that you're appointed then.
Yes, we were appointed by the elected board.
Good, good. I see that things have gotten a lot better. You guys are recently announced a new curriculum.
Yep, we just voted to approve the contract Monday at our last board meeting. The program is called Meta 24, and it's the acronym for Make Enterprise Teach and Achieve.
Wow.
And that program is similar to what we have at the CTC building downtown near MCC.
Okay.
The kids, they'll have the opportunity to do graphic design, go to the School of Business, School of Cosmetology. So it's kind of like picking a major when they get to college.
Okay.
It'll just be incorporated into our high school.
Oh, wow. That's great. Now, what will be different? Like, are you guys bringing in special teachers for this or what?
So the teachers, it'll be a little different from traditional education. The teachers, they wouldn't have to be certified through the state of Michigan. They would be able to go through this 4-week training with Meta, and they would be able to give out credits to the students the same way as a regular teacher would. We still will require regular teachers because we have the basic curriculum that we still have to serve the kids with. So we still need regular teachers as well. But if you don't have that certification, come in as a teacher that can be trained and work your way to a certification that way.
So this is like a lot of hands-on training?
A lot of hands-on. The stuff that they'll learn from the traditional education, it'll be able to be applied to the products that they'll make in the classroom. So if I'm learning math and I have to do a certain equation to make a 3D trophy or something like that, the math equations will tie into that product that I'm making. So when I'm learning something, I can actually apply it.
Wow, that's good. Now, what grades would this be for?
This would be for 9th through 12th. The Meta labs would be 9th through 12th. And then the middle school would look something similar, but they'll be preparing for that 9th grade once they get there. So they'll be preparing for what major or subject line they wanted to focus on. And the elementary would be more traditional education.
Oh, wow. It's good. It's good. So, superintendent, you guys have a temporary superintendent right now?
Yes, his name is Rob Broadnax. He came to us from Clintondale. He's the interim right now. We'll be starting the superintendent search in the next month to find our permanent superintendent, and he'll be a candidate for that as well. He can apply, but we'll be interviewing some local people as well.
How confident about this search? Do you feel like it's gonna give you some good candidates?
I think so. A lot of the candidates that we had talked to wanted to make sure it was some stability before they came in. And I think with what we just did in the last week or so, that provided some stability for those candidates. And we got a lot of people excited about coming back to the district.
Wow. Over the past year, I know it's been kind of turbulent as a board member. Did we learn a lot? Do you think we're on the right track now?
I know so. I've been real adamant about getting something different in. We've had a lot of people working in the community to get it done. And I think with this innovative program we're bringing in, Muskegon Heights will be in the spotlight this fall.
Wow. This is a volunteer position. So why do you do what you do?
I have a passion for kids. Since I've been young, I watched my mom give everything she needed to, even taking some of my clothes and giving them to some of my friends when they needed it. So it's kind of been instilled in me since I was young. And then once I got older, I started working at Muskegon Heights. And I seen kind of some of the things that were going on, and I started to question those things. And unfortunately, I was let go. So
wow.
About a year or two later, I was approached by the Board of Education to be on the school board, and I accepted it, and we're here today.
Man, you are a huge ally for the kids. And while we got you on the phone line, I definitely want to comment. I know there was a post about kids from Muskegon Heights, not directly or indirectly, who are not going on this trip to Africa. And I haven't had a chance to talk to any board members except you. But I just want you to know, I love us with the kids in Muskegon Heights. But unfortunately, this past year, when we talked to the superintendent, who was there last year in the springtime, she told us that the vaccination rate was very, 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 very low, like single digits for kids. And that's when we started this whole selection process. So she couldn't even get us any kids. And so the Comedic Kings, ran by Mickey Wallace and Kamasi Mack, they got us a few kids who have been attending their programs. And so this would be the first time that we're taking kids who are not from Muskegon Heights, but it's definitely not like we didn't want to. We definitely tried, wanted to. We talked about it on radio. We even mentioned on radio. We even did a jab on radio. We might have to go to Morton Shores to get some kids. It just hurt me that we couldn't. And so I want to share with you, because I know you're a board member, and to all the other board members and all the citizens out there, that this would be the first year that no kids from Muskegon Heights. But it's also the first year that we've taken a couple kids who attend Muskegon Public Schools. But they wasn't selected by Muskegon Public Schools. You know, so this is through the Comedic Kings. In the past, Muskegon Heights superintendent had always been the one to select the kids based on either essay contests or what the principal or teachers thought was deserving. So I wanted to share that with you, because I respect you. I like the fact that you and Marky D and all these young folks who are in position, we need y'all, man. And I want you to think that I was, you know, trying to single you out by just making an announcement on radio, commenting on that. But I wanted everybody to know that, hey, this ain't, you know, we ain't, I'm orange and black all day. But when you guys are having issues, I didn't feel comfortable even trying to go up to the school and ask the principal to select kids when I know we had other issues that was more important, honestly.
I respect that. And like I told a couple people that called me and wanted us to have this conversation, I shared it. It was a genuine question on why Muskegon Heights kids didn't go. And it wasn't a slight at 103.7. It was just a general question in that sense. And I just felt like when you went to the radio station, I felt singled out. So I just wanted to say that on air so we can, like you said, we can clear it out publicly. I felt singled out. But like I told the people that tried to get us to have this conversation, I wasn't going to do the back and forth, because that's not what I'm about as a black man in this community. I've seen the things you guys have done, and I commend that. But I just wanted to have this conversation to make sure that it wasn't anything that I didn't know about or anything looming from the past or anything, so we could have this clear conversation.
Yeah, that's all it is. And we good, family. Don't y'all make it seem like we not on the same team, because I am definitely rooting for the leaderships of our kids. And so we try to be as transparent as we can. I wish we could have had 10 kids from Muskegon Heights. I wish we could have. And I still don't know, Dave, where the vaccination rate is at. I still don't know. And people might be...
It would be hard for me to find out. It's been so much going on. Like you said, it's been so much going on with the school this year. The vaccinations, it might not even be any new ones that I've had it. I'm not sure on that aspect. But if going forward, that's one of the things that's required. I'm sure us as a board can try to put some things in place. Or even when we get the superintendent, you can contact him directly, he or she directly.
That's good. We'll make sure we do that. For most people don't know. You know, when you go to Ghana and some of these African countries, at least Ghana right now, if you're not vaccinated, you got to take a test when you get there. And if you're positive, even if you don't have no symptoms, you got to quarantine. They're not letting you get back on the plane. They're not letting you go on general population. Yet your cost, you got to sit up at a state hospital. And that's not a good thing to do in Africa. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the only reason. So I appreciate you, man, for being available. I appreciate you for the work you're doing. That young voice. I don't know who else is on the board for the academy, but my prayers are with y'all. I mean, I wish I had the time to be there and try to mentor more kids that are from the district, but it just time prohibits. But anything we can do. Hopefully we can get you on radio more often, and some of the other board members, to get this information out. That curriculum is needed. That's what's up. That's what saved me. Hands-on courses. I wasn't that smart in classroom, but it was hands-on. Hands-on that helped. So.
Yeah, and that's a lot of us, and I agree. We definitely have to come together. We talked about this briefly, but it takes a village. When I was coming up, it was a whole village of people raising me, and it wasn't just my family. It was the whole community, teachers, even the janitors. I had respect for the janitors, the same amount of respect that I have for the teachers. So
yes.
We just have to get back to that, getting these kids to respect the elders and people that laid the foundation for us.
No, moving forward, what would you like to say to the community? Like, what do you, as Dave Fox, what would you like to see from the citizens of Muskegon Heights?
Just more action. A lot of people have gone to this social media and trying to become influencers and stuff like that, which is fine, but we got to put action behind our words and what we're typing on the internet. Our community is small. Everybody pretty much knows everyone. So I just feel like let's come together and get that village back and get our community what it needs.
Wow. I hope we turn that corner. I don't know how the enrollment is with the district, but we'll get the superintendent on maybe to talk about that. Okay, Dave, thank you, man. Thank you for being available. I got your number. You got my number. Let's keep in contact and let's talk more about this curriculum when you guys roll it out, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, God bless, brother. Take care.
Yeah, me too.
All right. There you go. That was David Fox of Muskegon Heights Public School Academy. So he is on the board from the academy. And that goes to show how sometimes we can do things and don't have that intentions. And it could be misinterpreted the wrong way. Both sides, from me as a radio announcer and from people who are on social media. It's good to have that two-way communication about that's in life, that's in business, that's in relationships. So having an open line communication is always good. And that's why I reached out to my brother, because he is a king doing what kings do in our community. And I wanted us to have a good conversation. And we did, off the air and on the air. Imagine if we can do that with people that you just, for some reason, just don't communicate with, but you got bad vibes. Break that ice. Break the ice. Talk. Reach out. Try to talk. At the end of the day, you probably find some things that you have in common. You'll find something that you have in common that you can agree on. That includes Democrats and Republicans, independent, whatever. Okay? All right. Thanks, Dave. I'll be going back to more music inside the Driving Five. Keep it here.